KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, a little breezy, and 46 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with light rain, a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, one in five adults, or roughly 600,000 Iowans, live with some form of mental illness. Yet a study finds tens of thousands have had no treatment. Paul Gianfrido, president of the Mental Health America, says it's important that mental health services and treatments be made readily available and more accessible, especially in rural states like Iowa.
On average, it typically takes almost a decade, about 10 years, from the time of onset of symptoms to the time people get appropriate treatment for any mental illness. A lot of adults report that they just don't have access to care. Often that's because there is no access in those states or there isn't the right kind of coverage that people have.
According to the report, 50% of teenagers often think about suicide or self-harm throughout the week, while 76% of youth with severe depression don't get the treatment they need. It's vital to think of mental illness in terms of before stage four philosophy, Gianfrido says, that mental health conditions should be treated long before they reach the most critical points.
It's a real problem when we wait so long because we lose opportunities to intervene effectively. And by applying a danger to self or other standard, we make mental illnesses the only chronic diseases in America that we wait until stage four to treat, and then often inappropriately only through incarceration.
He says mental health screening should be as common for adults as getting one's blood pressure tested or for kids as often as they get eyesight or hearing tests. Screenings are particularly important for youth, he said.
Half of them emerge by the age of 14, three-quarters by the age of 25. So the last symptoms that emerge are the behavioral symptoms. Way before then, children are reporting feeling depressed, having trouble sleeping, having trouble eating, and all other kinds of conditions that we need to be aware of, we need to think about, and we need to intervene about.
Overall, the State of Mental Health in America 2018 report finds 43 million Americans have a mental health condition, yet 57% of American adults have not received treatment. Mental health screenings are available at mentalhealthamerica.net. A new state law passed in 2012 that is called on Iowa schools to identify struggling teachers and improve the quality of reading instruction. In one central Iowa elementary school, reading aloud is being emphasized.
Our staff has spent multiple weeks teaching, modeling, observing, conferring, self-reflecting on what fluent readers look and sound like in our classrooms.
That's Brian Vaughn, principal of Cornell Elementary in the Saydell Community School District.
Cornell students now know that to be a fluent reader, they need to pay attention to their automaticity, reading quick, smooth, and accurate, phrasing, making sure that my group of words sound like talking, and monitoring of expression to make sure their voice matches the punctuation.
Vaughn says his teaching staff is building a community of readers with these strategies.
Our work here was to get students to start thinking about themselves as a reader, because knowing oneself as a reader has empowered them to take charge of their own learning and reach those fluency goals.
Most recent statewide data found about 70% of kindergarten through third grade students in Iowa's public and private schools are reading at or above grade level. Well, Thanksgiving celebrates the harvest season, and this year the harvest includes a new crop that'll be legally sold in Iowa for the first time. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Medical marijuana products made from the plants grown in Iowa will be available for the first time starting December 1st. MedFarm Iowa's Joe Kerner is the head cultivator of the crop and says it starts a lot like the gardens that you plant here.
The only difference is that we asexually propagate all of our plants. That means we're going to take a cutting, we're going to get them to root, and then we're going to put them through the life cycle instead of starting from a seed.
Kerner has a degree in horticulture from Iowa State University and picked up more specific knowledge about marijuana from those who've been growing the plants in other states. He says one other difference between your garden and the marijuana grower operation is that the plants he oversees mature in a highly controlled environment where they don't have to worry about things like too much rain or hail or windstorms. I'm Dar Danielson.
Elsewhere in state news, Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate, who won re-election this month over Democratic challenger Deirdre Dozier, says he'll be taking a closer look at Iowa's nominating petition process for people who are seeking to have their name placed on the ballot.
In regards to being able to track who's actually processing those or being the promoter of getting the signatures, just so we can take care of the questions that come up, who are these people? Are they real names? After what we went through last cycle, I want to make sure we've done a little more work on that front.
The issue gained attention in the spring when former Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett fell 8 signatures short of what he needed on his nominating petitions to have his name on the Republican primary ballot for governor. While no requests for recounts were submitted in statewide races in the November 6th election, Pete suggests a review of Iowa's recount process is needed.
Just because, it comes up and it's not clear. We do not have an automatic recount process in Iowa. So there's some formal procedures, and frankly, it's one of those things that you don't want to have to do if you can help it. We want to avoid it if we can, but if we're going to do it, we want to make sure we have procedures in place. So I'm sure we'll be talking about it more.
Aside from those matters, Pate doesn't plan to pursue many other election-related changes.
We've got a pretty full plate with moving to the 17-year-olds being able to register to vote next year if they're 18 by November, and we have the merging of the city and school elections. So those are pretty big lifts. And then, of course, finishing the implementation of voter ID. So I don't really think I want to add much more.
A bill signed into law by former Governor Terry Branstad requires Iowans to show an ID before they can vote. Beginning in 2019, voters without the necessary ID will be offered a provisional ballot and can provide identification up until the Monday after Election Day for primary and general elections. 8 Davenport employees have sued the city, saying the city didn't properly supervise a former housing program manager who hid a camera in a restroom. The lawsuit filed Tuesday in Scott County District Court seeks restitution for permanent personal injuries and an immense amount of emotional distress. The former manager, Roy DeWitt, was sentenced in July to 16 years in prison after pleading guilty to 8 counts of invasion of privacy. Quad City Times reports that City Attorney Tom Warner disputes the allegations and said the city was not negligent. A trucking company is having a $9 million operations and training center built in Ankeny. The Des Moines Register reports that Ruan Transportation Management Systems says the project will create at least 40 new jobs. The company also plans to relocate more than 100 positions to the Ankeny facility from offices in Des Moines. Ruan President Dan Van Alstyne says Ruan has been looking for a place to expand and add training space for drivers and office staff. City documents say Ankeny will provide Ruan with tax increment financing or TIF rebates worth an estimated $262,000 over a period of 5 years. Construction is expected to begin early next year and conclude in the fall. A rising number of beginning farmers are seeking help with loans and other financial planning, according to a report from the Center for Rural Affairs. Wyatt Frost, the center's farm and community assistance director, says he advises most of those who are just starting out to apply for loans through the USDA's Farm Service Agency.
The last few years, there's been a great increase in the number of small and new farmers who've gotten into the business. Farm Service Agency responded to that by offering what they call a microloan up to $50,000. Before that, they were focused on the larger commodity operations.
Those larger operations may have been working with sums from the hundreds of thousands into the millions of dollars. He says many of those beginning producers have been challenged lately by low commodity prices and the trade war.
If they're looking strictly at commodity crops, it's very difficult to make the cash flow work. Farm Service Agency uses a running average for their prices that they'll use in those cases, which in this type of situation works to the farmer's advantage as far as qualifying for a loan.
Frost says it's critical new producers create a blueprint for their operation that can be shared with a lender.
It's helpful for beginners to work up a business plan, something that talks about where their business is going to go, just how they're going to run it, and particularly the cash flow parts of it. The lender may not want to see the entire business plan. They specifically want to see the finances.
Frost says any new farmer who's looking for advice can contact the Center for Rural Affairs based in Lyons, Nebraska. Finally, in state news, this Saturday is being touted as Small Business Saturday, but the director of the Iowa Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration suggests don't wait until then and don't limit yourself to that one day either. Jane Armstrong says small businesses comprise 97% to 98% of all the businesses in the state, so she's encouraging Iowans to shop small.
Everybody can shop small businesses and support them on Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and every day during the holiday season. Small business is the backbone of our country. They're our neighbors, our family members, our friends. And when you support your local small business community, that money stays within the community.
Events are already underway at several Iowa locations working with Main Street Iowa to promote shopping small, not just on Saturday, but as often as possible.
Small businesses are doing better, and the more creative small businesses, especially retailers, where they're doing a combination of things online and in person, that is critical to bring in different revenue streams.
Armstrong heard the CEO of Forest City-based Winnebago give a talk last week before a Civic Group in Des Moines. She says the recreational vehicle maker, which had revenues last fiscal year exceeding $2 billion, had very humble roots in northern Iowa.
Winnebago is one of SBA's success stories. We all always forget that so many of these large corporations got their start as a small business around a kitchen table in a garage, and very often with SBA counseling and financing and other programs.
Launched in 2010, Shop Small is a nationwide movement that celebrates small businesses every day and helps communities thrive and stay vibrant. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.